改めて皆さんおはようございます。
Good morning once again.
インターネットの方々、
To those who are watching this service on the internet.
Good morning.
Hello. Good evening. We give a tithe offering of all the offerings we have collected to other churches and Christian organizations. Let's pray to give thanks to God for the tithe offering of 40,000 yen from the offering that we collected from January 12 to 18. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for filling our needs. We give a tithe offering of this 40,000 yen to other churches and other Christian organizations. I pray that you bless it and use this for your work. Thank you that we have never lacked before, and we know that you will continue to fill our needs. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. We have made up a new 1 minute video. Let's watch it.
皆さんこんにちは。今日のテーマはロシアがイスラエルを攻める時です。エゼキエル書38章にゴク、マゴクがイスラエルを攻めるという予言が書かれています。ゴク、マゴクとは北の果てのあなたの国とあるようにイスラエルから見て北の果てのロシアを表します。またペルシャとクシュとプテも彼らと共におりとあります。ペルシャは今のイラン、クシュはエチオピア、プテはリビアのことで、ロシアはイラン、エチオピア、リビア、その他の同盟国を引き連れてイスラエルを攻めるのです。ロシアがイスラエルを攻める時期についてエゼキエル書38章8節を見ていきましょう。この予言はイスラエルとイスラエルの民に対する予言ですが、多くの国々にイスラエル人が散らされまた集められるという予告を含みます。その予告通り AD130 年頃ローマ帝国によってイスラエル人は散らされ、イスラエルは廃墟となりますが、20世紀に入って世界に散らされたイスラエル人は帰ってきます。そしてイスラエル国として1948年に独立しました。さて、彼らはみんな安心して住んでいるという言葉がロシアがイスラエルを攻める時を示しています。これは中東和平が締結した後のイスラエルを表していると思われます。中東和平は観覧時代の初めに締結されますから、この戦争は観覧時代に起こることがわかります。黙示録6章8節、第4の封印に出てくる剣とは大きな戦争を指していますが、これがロシアと同盟軍によるイスラエルの戦いを意味していると思われます。イスラエルだけを攻める局地的な戦争ではなく、ロシアやイラン本土などを含む大きな戦争になると思われます。核兵器も使われると思われ、凄まじい数の死者が出るでしょう。ロシアがイスラエルを攻める理由はエゼキエル書38章12節にあるように経済的理由と思われます。さらに38章4節を見ると、自分から積極的に出ていくというのではなく、経済的に追い詰められ出ざるを得ない状況となり攻めるようになるのでしょう。しかしこの戦争では地震が大きな役割を果たします。結局この地震がきっかけとなり、ロシア軍と同盟軍は混乱し同士討ちをするようになり敗れるのです。この地震は第六の封印の地震と思われ、裁きと関わる重要な意味を持っています。私たちはこれからのロシアの動きを注意深く見ていく必要があります。それではまた。
はい、どうも。電気をつけてください。
Thank you very much. Please turn the lights on.
これから、特に気をつけなければならない国々に行ったんですね、注目は。
There are some nations that we need to be careful of from now on. One of them is Russia and another is EU. These countries will cause a lot of problems in the 7 year tribulation. The tribulation is 7 year and we are drawing near to this tribulation. The tribulation will be divided into the first half and the last half. And the last half of three and a half year will be called the Great Tribulation.
この観覧時代の最初の
方に福音が7つ
開かれて、
excuse me, in the beginning of the seven-year tribulation, there will be seven seals which will be opened, and then there will be seven trumpets, and after and at the seventh trumpet, there will be rapture.
And
we also need to be careful of Islam, Muslim countries. Muslim countries, we also need to be careful about them because the angels that stopped at the river Euphrates, they will be set free, and 200 million armies will come forth, being forth.And this means that the power of Muslim people, this means the power of Muslim people.
Russia,
we think that Russia will start a war at the fourth seal.
地震でね、やられちゃうって、地震のことも書いてあります、ね。
But an earthquake will also occur about the same time, and the army of Russia will be destroyed because of this earthquake. Not only this war by Russia, but also for other reasons. One fourth of the whole population of the world will be killed. And the reason.Why Russia will come to invade the land of Israel is an economical reason. They will have difficulties, economic difficulties. So they will start a war. Now Russia is in a difficulty economically. Well, some time ago they...prospered because of petrol, because of oil, but the United States started to produce a lot of oil, petroleum, and because of that, the economy of Russia has been oppressed. They say that the petroleum, the oil that Russia has will be gone by 2019. And Russia has been pressuring Ukraine because of their difficulties of economy.And Russia will come to invade the land of Israel, but because of an earthquake that will happen, they will be defeated. And EU will form one country about the middle of the seven-year tribulation. EU is now forming...like one nation right now. So we need to be careful of those nations because those nations, they are going through things as the Lord has foretold in the Bible.
それとともにですね、昨日テレビ見てたら、
Yesterday, I watched TV, and I watched Godaigo. How many of you know about Godaigo? Godaigo, those members are Christians. They used to come to Mabashi Church, Well, I used to be an assistant pastor of Godaigo, assistant pastor of Mabashi Church, and I took telephones. And sometimes I received calls from the members of Godaigo. They told me I am Mickey of Godaigo, something like that. And they sounded like I should know them, but because I didn't watch TV at the time, I didn't know them. So I didn't know who was calling me, whom I was talking to. And the interesting thing that happened was I walked with a member of Godaigo on the street, and some young girls who were coming toward us, who passed us. After they passed us, they screamed. And Steve, one of the members of Godaigo, had an evangelistic meeting. And I was invited to that meeting as a speaker. And Steve, he was not going to introduce me as a speaker to the audience, but he forgot my name. So he called me and whispered to my ear, what was the name? And I answered Akimoto. Then he went back to the stage and he said, let me introduce my friend, Pastor Akimoto. I watched another TV program. 6-year-old girl. She heals people in Brazil. She came to an elderly woman in a wheelchair, and she touched this elderly woman, and she asked her, "Were you healed?" And then this elderly woman stood up, and she was healed.
Well,
we have to test if this healing really happened from the Lord, if the Lord really healed. Well, if that girl was so famous, people would have gathered more around her, but in the TV program, there were not so many people around her. So I don't know. Maybe we might have a chance to go to Brazil to see her. And I also heard that there is a blog about miracles of God. And in that blog, Colton, who went to heaven, articles were written about him in the blog. Let me tell you more about this blog in the evening. And from tomorrow, a team will be sent to Hawaii. And our church in Hawaii is now kind of in a recess, in a break, and it's not active. So, but we'll have meetings in Hawaii. And it seems that many people visit the website of our church from Hawaii. We have had many accesses from Hawaii to our website. And the last time we had a meeting in Hawaii, about 30 or 40 people that we hadn't known before came to the meeting because they had seen our website. And also this week, the praise band Gospel Seed will go to Myanmar to have a concert for about 10,000 people. Let's give thanks to God for this opportunity. Usually when we go to the third country, because the hosts, they don't have money, we usually go on our own expenses. But this time, the Myanmar churches, they pay for all the tribal expenses of the member, the five members of Gospel Seed. It's really miraculous. In Japan and also abroad, activities of the praise bands are becoming more and more. And we will see more of his work through those praise bands. Let's pray. And I think one thing secretly, which is that the name of our original gospel song is a sound of a wind. A sound. Well, in the book of Acts, we read that the disciples, they heard a great sound. That was a sound of the Holy Spirit, but they misunderstood that that was a sound of a strong wind. So, the name of a gospel songbook, a sound of a wind. This is a sound of the Holy Spirit. And so, this means the work of God. And I think that the work of God has been expanding through these original songs. Some doctors say that there is power of healing in those gospel songs, and one person after another, they feel the power of God, and some people were healed through gospel songs. And there have been several people who tried to commit suicide, but because they listened to our gospel songs, they decided not to commit suicide. They stopped. Of course, the highest, the strongest wind will be coming from now. But we are now experiencing a strong wind of the Holy Spirit. You know, when we sing, the Lord will use it. The Lord will pour out His Spirit. Of course, we need to sing well. It's not that we can sing as we like. When I ministered in one of the churches in Hokkaido, Pastor Peter, he was not very good at singing, and he was sorry as he led the worship, but still God's power was there. Last week, I ministered in Hokkaido from Monday to Saturday. Thank you very much for your prayers. I was able to come back to Tokyo. And usually, whenever it snows a lot in Hokkaido, I don't go there. So I prayed once that I would be able to be in Hokkaido when it snowed a lot. Last Monday, I flew from Tokyo to try to fly to Hakodate from Tokyo, but there was a strong wind above in the sky of Hakodate, and the airplane didn't land in Hakodate, so I couldn't go there.
Well,
but Pastor Kitano ministered in Hakodate on behalf of me. Well, I tried to have a meeting in Hakodate because I had heard that a member of a church in Los Angeles told me that she would move to Hakodate and she wanted to meet, hold a meeting. But at this stage, I don't know, maybe she has not moved to Hakodate yet. Well, and after I landed in Chitose, because we couldn't land in Hakodate, we flew to Chitose, Sapporo, and passengers on the airplane, after landing, they were given a train ticket to Hakodate. They made a line to receive the tickets. But I didn't need to go to Hakodate anymore. So I was going to reserve a hotel in Sapporo. And there, the airline gave me an envelope. And I went to the city of Sapporo. And because I had been scheduled to stay in Sapporo the next night, I just went to the same hotel for that night. And when I arrived in the hotel and I opened the envelope that the airline gave me, I saw an amount of money that I could stay in that hotel for two nights. So that was a great blessing. And the hotel that Pastor Kitano reserved for me in Hakodate, I canceled the hotel, but they didn't demand any cancellation fees. So it was a great blessing for Pastor Kitano, who coordinated this trip for me in Hakodate, in Hokkaido. And during my stay in Hokkaido, the weather forecast always said bad things. Reported bad weathers everywhere we went, but we prayed and we always managed not to experience those bad weathers, and we were able to hold all the holy meetings, and we were able to move from one place to another in safety. Let's give thanks to God for that. And on February 5, we will have a memorial meeting for the Japanese 26 saints. The Lord tells us that we should learn from the faith of these first Japanese martyrs, the 26 saints. And the Lord also tells our church that as we have been involved in the world missions, there will be martyrs. And so we have to prepare for that. So please come to this meeting in Nagasaki, and if you can't come, we will broadcast this meeting online on the internet, so you can watch it on the internet. And I heard a testimony that one church member here, he had a part-time job, and she received salary ten times more than she had expected. And now she is able to go to Nagasaki together with her parents. So in various ways, God works. And also from February 17 to 19, we will have Hakuba snowboard camp. You can enjoy skiing and snowboarding, and there will be hot springs. So non-believers, they will also come to this camp. But at first we thought, oh, those non-believers, they have nothing to do with our meetings and believing in God. But somehow they are just with us in this Hakuba camp and they are saved. And, you know, revival started, and one of the main points of this revival is the work of the spiritual gifts. And during this camp, we will have seminars about the spiritual gifts, and we also have a time of practicing the gifts. And we also have a Christian movie festival during this camp, and God is going to use movies for evangelism in these times. You know, the Lord spoke to us that revival started, and we are going to have this camp. This has a significant meaning, and God blesses us in a special way in the camp. So please join us. And from March 28th to April 2nd, we have, Pastor Okawa, his operation was successful. He was cured completely, and even today, he is ministering in a head church. Let's give thanks to God. But Pastor Oka will not be to this thanks, praise, and revival camp from March 28 to April 2nd. But anyway, we will, in this camp, we will learn about thanksgiving. And this teaching and the spirit of thanksgiving is deep in our church. The Lord taught us this thanksgiving through Pastor Merlin, the late Pastor Merlin Carruthers. And we will have a special meeting during this camp to commemorate Pastor Merlin Carruthers. You know, thanksgiving is one of the main points of the end of the revival, and also praise and ministry is another point. And some members of this camp will do a street live on Hollywood Street. If you play any musical instrument, please join this camp and do a street live on Hollywood Street. Brother Steve will also evaluate our performances. And as he and his fellow workers will evaluate our praise and worship, but let's pray that the Lord will work through our praise and worship to touch Brother Steve and his staff. We believe that there will be a breaking through by the work of praise and worship. Now let's get into the Bible. Mark chapter 13, verse 33. Be on guard, be alert, you do not know when that time will come.
But I,
it's not that I'm saying something sarcastic. Be on guard means, this means be on guard and wait for the second coming. As I told you a few minutes ago, the second coming is drawing near. But we are not sure exactly when that will happen, but because it's drawing near, we need to be on guard and alert. Why do we have to be on guard and alert? Because there will be 7-year tribulation in the end times. The latter half of this age will be called Great Tribulation. There will be wars and disasters during this age, so we have to be on guard. This time will be more severe than the Second World War. There will be a great change of the age. When we are on guard and on alert, of course we need to do something in preparation, but the point is prayer. I told you before, when people worried about nuclear wars, shelters, a lot of shelters were sold. But missiles, some missiles they reach in 10 minutes or in 20 minutes. But even if you buy an expensive shelter, but if you happen to be in Shinjuku, and when a missile is launched, you can't be in time to enter the shelter in 10 minutes or in 20 minutes. Of course, it says, and the Lord said that a big earthquake will take place. You know, anything can happen. But the point for us to be delivered is prayer. Prayer is a great help from God. Some people that you don't know how prayer is wonderful. You don't pray. You haven't prayed. Let's pray that we'll be helped, we'll be protected in the hand of God when various problems and disasters will happen. You can think of Daniel. He was thrown into a cave where hungry lions were there. He was thrown into this pit, but the Lord covered the mouths of those lions, and those lions didn't attack Daniel. And there is also an issue of rapture, so that Christians will be protected from the Great Tribulation. Rapture will happen, but some Christians will be raptured, but other Christians will be left behind. Let's pray that all the members of the Antioch Church will be raptured. Let's pray that not one member will be left behind. Be alert, and let's look at the next verse 34. It's like a man going away. He leaves his house and puts his servants in charge, each with his assigned task, and tell the man at the door to keep watch. This says, he leaves his house and his assisted task. So you have to do the task. Excuse me, you have to do the task that God assigned to you. Example, I give messages. Well, at one time, I saw a driver of a car sleeping. He was sleeping as he was driving. You know, he let his both hands on the handle of the car, and he bowed and slept. And Mr. Hiroko slapped him to wake him up because that endangered our lives. Well, the Bible says that we have to be on guard and on alert for the second coming. You know, we have, God gives us tasks. He assigns to us. If you don't know the tasks the Lord assigns you to you, listen, ask God. And if you don't know, just do the task of God through the church, in the church. This task is very important. Revival is gonna break out, and you're going to be used for the revival as vessel of the Lord. You might think that you have nothing to do with revival, but because you are in this church, you are a member of this church, you'll be involved, and you'll be used for revival. One time, one of my children, he was still young. He said, he went to a wood near our house to attack monsters there. Because he had seen me delivering evil spirits, casting out evil spirits in my house from a certain believer, he misunderstood something and he thought of monsters. And monsters were there in the wood, so he was just influenced. Well, the task that you do will be a point for rapture. Conditions for rapture will be if you are filled with the Holy Spirit, and if you have done the tasks the Lord assigned to you. So task. So as you have been learning, and just after rapture, God, there will be a judgment of God for Christians. At this time of judgment, God will judge us whether we did the task of God. That is the main point of the judgment. If you didn't do the task of God, the Bible said that you barely escaped from fire. Well, a certain group, they walk barefoot, on barefoot, on fire. They walk on fire, barefoot. That's the preparation for the time of persecutions. But I think they are right. I don't think they are right. You believe in the cross of Jesus, so you have the eternal life, so you go to heaven. But let's go to heaven. Let's avoid being barely escaped from the fire. We don't want to greet each other in heaven saying, oh, you are here in heaven, congratulations, but you smell fire. When we talk about the task of God, some people might say, oh, I don't want to do tasks. Tasks are not very enjoyable. No, that's not true. Tasks of God are the best. And I became a Christian. I thought I was going to do the will of God. I was in an evangelical church. And everybody around me, we thought that we would have a difficult time, difficult life, because Jesus suffered for me. So we will suffer too, but our suffering cannot be compared suffering of Jesus. We thought that our Christian life was going to be just hard one, but later on I found out that my Christian life was very fun and enjoyable and wonderful. The Bible says that all things work together for good if we love God.
And
thing that I was involved from my childhood, they were made good for me. Example, when I was very young, I really liked to sing and I sang a lot. Now I'm a preacher and I have a strong voice and I can preach many times. So the fact that I used to sing a lot in childhood,
that
was made good for me. When we do the will of God, God works all things for our good. When we do the will of God, that will lead us to the best that God has for us. We are working toward the best of God. Our life is continuation. That means that we will, when we die, it's not the end. Pastor Mickey and Pastor Suga went to heaven. That's not the end. They were just transferred to another stage of God, of task God gave them. When we do the will of God, we will see us entering one stage after another, and that will lead to the glory of God. Now we've been seeing a wonderful work of God, but we will see more wonderful work of God. When we obey, our obedience will lead us to everlasting. You know, if we don't obey, we will just have fun, but when we die, we will have nothing. Nothing that will be, that will lead us to everlasting. We have to spend our lives. So, as we think of everlasting value, Let's not be moved by things just in front of us. Example, when a big became sick, or when my son Benjamin became sick, that was really hard for us. But as I now look back, those experiences of sicknesses of mine and of my son, they worked good for me. Now, many of you, I think many of you are now going through a trial. And I think a reason for you to be going through revival is because now the time for revival, when we look at the vessels of God in the Old Testament, they went through difficulties. We have to be careful. We have to be careful not to complain, murmur. Trials allow to establish, build up your faith. When you have been built up by God, God will use you. Great glory awaits you, and your problems will be solved. If you look at God's purpose, you just wonder why you are going through such sufferings, so that God will lead us to everlasting and great glory of God will await us. Let me pray. You are not sure what the Lord showed to you. Pray more and receive His word clearly, said the Lord. You pray, but you haven't prayed through. You just pray half. So you don't know, see the glory of God yet. So you have to pray through. You pray just one word and you stop, so you don't see the answer of your prayer clearly. You just press on praying more. Let's pray for healing and let's repent and let's desire healing in our hearts. Dear Heavenly Father, you are here, thank you. I pray that you heal us. You touch the diseased parts of our bodies. Thank you for your work. In the name of Jesus, I cast out the spirits of sickness. Be healed. In the name of Jesus, I command your lung is your nose healed. And your bronchus healed.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah.
May the grace of the Lord Jesus and the love of the Father and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit. Amen.